The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Happy birthday. Your life still isn't over. Happy birthday.
How did he get his balls in his butthole?
He let a man do it.
And with that, we say happy birthday, Veritable Virgo. Today is apparently Veritable Virgo's birthday. And it's also Jokogen's birthday, which whatever happened to him?
Too soon.
You know what? Jokogen fell in love, so he ran away.
Okay. Are there more birthdays?
Yes, there's one more. On Tuesday is Nicole's birthday. Nicole from Nicole from Nowhere.
Happy birthday.
Birthday to you. We don't have any birthdays next week, so don't ask me.
All right. Okay, Nessa?
Yes.
You think about the guy with the balls up the other one's hole?
Yeah.
It feels good, baby.
No.
Just don't call for squeeze.
Oh, my God.
They get a little pissed off.
A little.
Ew, like, it doesn't look like it would feel good, the guy pulling his balls out.
They usually got touchy.
Oh, you're talking about for the guy's balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on if you like that kind of thing or not. Now, if you're talking about Big Fatty...
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How did he get his balls in his butthole?
Well, it depends on if you like that kind of thing or not. Now, if you're talking about Big Fatty...
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3087 of the BFO for Tuesday the 10th of December 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna open some more crema cards and try to catch up on voice letters. Yes, me, baby. Hello, colonators. Fatty, is that like a fiber tablet? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, full disclosure now, I am still in Atlanta, and y'all, if everything is going according to plan, tonight, too, I say Tuesday evening, y'all will have the annual gathering at the Colon Aid, Fatty, are you going to have the fried chicken or are you going to have the fried pork chop? I don't know. Y'all, I think one time we went there, they had kangaroo. Big Fatty, that must have been when Scotty was there. Well, maybe so. But we always have a lovely gathering there at the Colon Aid right before Crema. And y'all, it's a school night, so we'll go. I think we're gathering about 7 p.m. in the evening, and we'll be out of there by about 9:30 or so. Big Fatty, make an evening of it. And y'all, then I'll be heading back to the villa, heading back to the villa on hump day. So, you know, that's, we'll see how that all goes. Yes, Big Fatty. And, before we do anything else, we need to do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 10th of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person, I think, I don't remember if it was once or twice, but I know once for sure, out there at the Lost Wages at the Pride 48. And y'all, just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. Big Fatty, you say that about everybody. Well, that's because everybody that listens to the BFO is just as sweet as they can be. But y'all, I can speak from personal experience with this person. Y'all, he lives up there in the OHIO. At least I think that's right. And he's one of those soft-spoken ones. And y'all, you gotta watch those. Those are the ones. Oh, you got to watch the quiet ones. You just got to watch out for the quiet ones. Oh, Big Fatty, don't have to watch out for you. You're anything but quiet. Well, that's true. But y'all, it is Kingsley. It is Kingsley's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Kingsley, we love Kingsley. It's true. And like I say, just one of the sweet... Y'all, I think every time I saw him in Lost Wages, he had a smile on his face. Y'all, I think that it's a Big Fatty. Are you sure it's not a shit-eating grin? Well, it could be. But, like I say, you got to watch the quiet ones. Big Fatty, well done. Anyway, y'all, if you see Kingsley on the 20th or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
All right, y'all, let's go back to these cremacods here. Y'all, our next one, or I guess the first one today, y'all, is from Miss Bacon. It is from Miss Bacon, and it says, Merry Crema, written on the back. Y'all, it's in a green envelope. Let's just open it up right here. And it's... Big Lady, look, it's a kitty! It is a kitty. It's a kitty in a bucket. And wearing a Santa Claus hat. And, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's... my gosh, this is going to take forever. It says, have yourself a meowy little crema. It says, June 2005, I came across the Daily Purge. So blame John McGlass and Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo for giving you... via the Little Fatty Cast. Thanks for so many years of ruination, fart. And then the gang came along and improved the little show. Some may beg to differ. Not naming names, LOL, fart. Bacon Bits was only 5 years old. Now she's grown and in university. The emptiness is learning new tricks. Ha! Good golly, have a jolly crema, fart, and the gang love a bacon. And wait a minute. Now it's... What is this? State lotteries are for people who can't do math. Why hasn't Pride 48 ever not... threw in a bunch of money to buy lotto tickets? Oh well, just listening to a TED talk and taking notes. Bye. And then on the back it says, have a New Year's drink on my account. This was expensive, y'all. Y'all, $3.49 for that card. You're right, Miss Bacon, that was expensive. And y'all, she has included $7 in the envelope here. Big Fatty, I thought the Tangeray and Tonic was $8. Well, you know, she's bought most of a drink. We'll tell them no ice. There's a postcard in here of the dinosaur park. Y'all, I think she takes pictures of this every time she goes on a trip. And it's, Big Fatty, it's for me. It's true. It says the only thing cooler than kitties are dinos. Hot KB. Big Fatty. Well, that's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. Y'all, the next card we're going to open is from Penis Slivania, and y'all, let's just open it up here and see what we got. Y'all, it's a silver. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a snowman. It's frosty, and he's covered in glitter. It is. It says, Happy Holidays, and it says, Brick Pretty. Let the holiday spirit fill you with happiness, and may lots of goodies come your way. Love, Randy and husband Tom, that's Shy Tom, in the Penis Slivania. Well, thank you, guys.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How
are
you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm on holiday. I'm on holiday.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Holiday. Grandma holiday?
As you so kindly announced, it was my birthday.
Yes, last month.
Not so long ago. And I always take a week off around that time. Sometimes I go away overseas. Sometimes I just go to an interesting part of the UK. And this time, Toby and I, and Ick, are staying in, it's a house that's at least 500 years old, maybe older, in a place called Colchester. There's an old castle here.
Colchester.
It has a fireplace, so we've been having fires in the evening, lovely, listening to ghost stories.
Ooh.
And, yeah, we're very close to the town, as neither of us drive.
Oh,
very close to Marks
drive?
And Spencer's, which...
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not sure what that noise is. This is the quite English countryside, clearly. Yes.
Maybe it's the
yesterday,
trash.
Yesterday, 2 doors down, they were doing
drinking
building
and having a party.
And hammering things.
Oh, yes.
And,
they were getting
today,
hammered.
The noise seems to be coming from a different direction.
Oh, I see.
We are having a nice time.
Okay.
We are.
Ah.
we are.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we are about to go and have a walk around the park. It's nice and sunny in the morning, and certainly better at being in work. As I say, this house is so old.
Uh-huh.
That Auntie Vera was probably only a baby at the time when it was born.
Oh, well, it's ancient.
Don't
then.
Tell her I said that.
No, I would not tell her to say about that.
Oh,
no.
I think that noise was a car.
Oh.
Or a vehicle. It seems to have gone away now.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to record this again. You'll just have to.
We'll just have to put up with it.
Yes, you will. You'll just have to cope with it. I'm going to sign off. This message has got completely out of hand.
Yes, out of hand.
I haven't even got Ick to say hello.
I'm still in bed, Paul.
Oh, yeah, Ick's still in bed. We're having to share bed with Ick because Toby wants to have a room to himself.
Oh,
so,
I don't blame
you know,
him.
It's okay.
Paul steals the duvet.
Oh.
I do not steal the duvet. You steal the duvet.
The duvet?
Oh, anyway, it's getting noisy again. I'll sign off. Goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Well, y'all, that, of course, is... That is the Shy Yeti, Paul the Shy Yeti, and Ick. And first of all, guys, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm glad that you went on a holiday for your celebration of exiting the birth canal. And despite all those leaf blowers, and by the way, you know, the old gal used to complain about noise outside, and y'all, we never heard it. And but we heard it on Shy Yetis. Yes, Betty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. Technically, yet again, because it's been 3 minutes since I started the last voice letter, and that voice letter was about a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. So it is still the crack of dawn on Turkey Day, but I have another CVS receipt. I've actually been holding on to this one for a little bit, but I got a 2 20-ounce Cherry Coke Zero bottles, a CoverGirl pressed powder, and a pint of Ben & Jerry's. Including tax, I paid $2.06 because, let's see, the Ben & Jerry's was on sale for $2.99. the Coke Zeroes, starting to book in the Ben & Jerry's for 85 cents. The 20-ounce bottles of soda I got for 57 cents. And I actually managed to get the powder completely free. But that's also because I had a coupon from the company that owns CoverGirl, because something happened to previous makeup. So I saved $17.07 for a total of 90% savings. I also have another receipt that I've also been holding on to, but it is from the Hallmark store. I got, let's see, the family ornament for the boy genius, Joe and I, a large Yankee candle, and 8 cards, because, you know, I need more greeting cards in my life. Like, I need a hole in the head. And I paid $39.19. Mind you, anyone who's ever bought a Yankee candle, especially the large ones, those suckers are super expensive. Like, the one I bought was $29.99, and the ornament itself was $12.99. But I saved $26.99. Huzzah. All right, I'm going to go pretend to go to bed now, which probably won't work. But I'm still going to try. All right, love you. Bye.
Behave. Big Fatty, why did she tell me to behave? I don't know. Are you misbehaving? I didn't know that if I was. Anyway, Princess Hanna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and hear those excellent coupon reports. Big Fatty, you know, it's nice that she saves all those good duckies. But Big Fatty, you know, it's kind of sad because, you know, all those people that work at the CVS and at the Hallmark store, you know, they're probably going to be laid off and living under be like Tiny Tim. They'll have to have a crutch. And, because Princess Hanna has put the store out of business, and where the hell am I going with that? I don't know where you're going with that, but wherever you're going, go ahead and take it, Fanny. I don't mind if I do. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, tonight, I've talked about it for a while now and a lot here recently. But, y'all, tonight we'll have the Big Fatty's annual crema dinner. And, y'all, it's we've had folks come and go over the years. Rodan and Gambit, when they lived in Hatlanta, they came. And Romo and his husband came when they lived in Hatlanta. And we've had others from time to time as well. But y'all, I'm so blessed to have good friends because I'm telling you, traffic in Hatlanta it'll test your patience, and it just makes me feel very happy that all of these folks like to get together when the fat one comes to town. Big Fatty, have a pork chop. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a big fetish. You forgot what to say. I did. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, juicy. Y'all, since Big Fatty's going to be out with friends and all tonight, why don't you do something with a friend of yours tonight? Just think about it anyway. And so, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With a Poke, and, you know, that's my youngest daughter there at the very beginning. And, Nessa, if you were to watch some of the Charleston Ballet Theater, what do you think you'd see?
How did he get his balls in his butthole?
Well, it depends on if you like that kind of thing or not. Now, if you're talking about Big Fatty...
Big Fatty, now that Nick has heard that, never mind. I'll keep my mouth closed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.